I mean, our party is a five-month-old party that was contesting mainstream elections against, you know, giants in the state. Not just giants, I mean, dinosaurs. And as a five-month-old baby, to outbark and outmaneuver and outsmart such big organizations. So we were certainly a case study that will go down in the history of how to disrupt, you know, the political landscape. But also it's a clear confirmation that people still trust President Zuma, and that President Zuma is indeed a political genius in the history of this country's politics. We believe that the results are a true reflection of what has happened on the ground. We've picked up a lot of irregularities. We've raised objections regarding this. But the IEC and what would seem to be, you know, Western forces continue to disrupt the advancement of the agenda of the downtrodden people being liberated and emancipated from white monopoly capital and white rule, because it suits their narrative. As far as they're concerned, South Africa is a company, not a country. And as long as the DA is the official opposition and Cyril Ramaphosa, who is the white monopoly capital puppet, it suits and drives their narrative. So a DA-ANC coalition only makes the leader of the DA the deputy president of the country.
Have you been approached by the African National Congress to join a coalition?
Yes, the African National Congress has approached us, but we told them we will not engage in any discussion or any coalition discussions. One, if they're not willing to change the constitution and implement the policies that we were part of at the time then, which we know. Two, you know, as long as they have Cyril Ramaphosa at the helm, who's a stooge of white monopoly capital, who's there to come and destroy the ANC, who's a traitor. He's selling our country. How do we align with a person who wants to form a coalition with the DA? Let me tell you what's going to happen. The DA will form a coalition with the ANC. They'll make certain demands. They'll say that he must be deputy president of the country. They'll fight for Speaker of Parliament position, bring back the charges against Cyril Ramaphosa, get him out for Phalaphala, and then put their own president. And guess what? This country is controlled by the West. Can't allow that. So that's why Cyril Ramaphosa must go. We can't negotiate with Cyril Ramaphosa. We can't give our votes to the West.
I think I read that President Ramaphosa says he's not going to resign.
Well, then he's going to, that's the death of the ANC.
So who are you willing to work with?
Ask yourself this question. How is it that individuals who can see that there is a bloodbath, the ANC moves from about 50% to 40% of the back of a liability in the form of Cyril Ramaphosa, and if they want to continue with that kind of a liability, does that make sense to you? You can see the man is a liability, but you want to continue engaging. How do you do that? They will get rid of Cyril Ramaphosa if people love the ANC. Look at how much damage he has done.
So you are not planning on joining any coalition government as long as Ramaphosa is there?
Will engage with the ANC, that will not engage with the ANC as Ramaphosa.